Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Maaseros, and today we're doing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So these Mishnayos, both Gimel and Dalet, are just a continuation of what we were doing yesterday in Mishnah Beis, meaning we had mentioned in Mishnah Aleph that something only becomes Chayiv in Maaseros when it's edible, meaning you're only if you pick it after it's become edible are you Chayiv in Maaseros, but if you pick it before it became edible, then it's not Chayiv in Maaseros. So Mishnayos Beis and today Gimel and Dalet just go through a list of items as far as to tell us when these items become edible. How do I know if my peach is edible? How do I know if my apple is edible? So it gives us a simen to be able to know if it's edible and therefore chayv maestros. So charuvin mishe yinaktu, that charuvin caribs become chayv maestros when they get black spots on them. When it starts to ripen, it gets black spots. When it's fully ripe, it's totally black. But once it starts to spot black, then you know that it's starting, that it's edible. The and the truth is, any black fruit, or lavdavka black, but dark fruit, is chayv maisos once it starts developing black spots on it. Remember, we said yesterday that any red fruits are chayv maisos once they turn red. So any dark fruits become chayv maisos once they have dark spots on them. Hagazim vaha tumlin vaparishim vahuzradim mishikar rechu. But pears and krustumlin and quinces and sorb apples are all chayv maisos once they have bald spots on them, meaning they typically have a fuzzy surface, and as they grow, the fuzz goes away. So as soon as there are some bald spots from the fuzz, then you know that it's already edible. All white fruits become chayv maisos, meaning white, again, is lav dafka white. It just means not red and not black, because we already spoke about red and black, so it means a very light colored fruit becomes chayv maisos once they have bald spots. Hatilt on Misha Titzmach, fenugreek is chayv in maestros once it would sprout, meaning once it's grown enough that if the seeds were planted, you'd be able to grow new fenugreek. So that's how you know that it's fully ripened, meaning that it's fully edible. The way to tell, as the bartender points out, is you put them in water, and if the majority of the seed sinks under the water, then you know that it's ready to be planted. Hatavuav, meaning that's not an obvious one, meaning all the other simanim that we've had, you could just look at it and see. But how can you tell if tiltan would grow if you plant it in the ground? How do you know that it's at that stage? You can't just look at it. It's not like a bald spot or a color that you're able to look for. So that's what the bartender says, that the way to know whether it would sprout if you plant it in the ground is by putting it in water and seeing if it gets covered mostly in the water, if it sinks mostly in the water. Grains and olives are chayv maisos once they grow to one third of their full size. Now, Mishnah Aleph told us that there are certain types of fruits, certain types of produce that are already edible when they're very tiny, and others that are not edible when they're very tiny and need to grow in order to become edible. So the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Dal tells us, v'yerek, when it comes to vegetables, hakshuim v'hadluim v'avatichim v'melafafanos, cucumbers and gourds and melons and kerbys, atabuchim v'esrogin, and apples and esrogim, chayavim gedolim v'katanim, are chayavim maisos, whether they're picked when they're big or whether they're picked when they're small, because they're all edible as soon as they start growing, even if they're very tiny. But Rabbi Shimon potas esrogim v'katanim. Rabbi Shimon says that esrogim, when they're very small, are potter from maisos, because he thinks that when they start growing, they're not really edible, and they don't reach that point of edibility. It's not a machlokas mitzias, it's a question of how edible is considered halachically edible. So he thinks they have not reached that point of being edible enough to be chayiv in maestros. Says the Mishnah, hachayiv b'shkedim amarim pater b'metukim, hachayiv b'metukim pater b'marim. There are two types of almonds. There are shkedim amarim and shkedim metukim. There are those that, as they grow to full size, they become very bitter and they become inedible. So those are only going to be chayiv in maestros when they're very tiny, before they've grown to full size, before the bitterness has set in. And then there are those that are metukim, that when they grow to full size become sweet, but when they're very tiny are bitter. So those are going to be chayv and maestros only if you pick them when they've grown to full size, not if you pick them when they are small and bitter. So to quickly review what we did today, in Mishnah Gimel we listed how to tell when a whole bunch of different types types of fruits are already edible and therefore chayiv in maisros. And among the things that the klalim we said is that if you have very dark fruits, it's once they begin to spot. If you have very light fruits, it's once they begin to bald. And if you have grain and olives, it's once they're one third of their growth. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that we gave a whole list of fruits that are chayiv in maisros already, and vegetables that are chayiv in maisros, even if you pick them when they're very tiny, because they're already edible when they're very tiny. But there was a machlokas about an esrog that's very tiny, whether that's considered edible enough to be chayiv in maisros. And we discussed two types of almonds, and depending on which type of almond, it's either going to be chayiv in maisros if you pick it when it's very small, or if you pick it when it's very large. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey.